Whether you're a wife, a mom, a single, a grandparent, an aunt, a sister, or student, whether you like tea or coffee, soda or water, sushi or steak, we are all women desiring to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. Join us for each episode as we dive deeper into the word of the month and how we can apply and live it out in our lives. I'm your host, Bonnie Nichols, the Women's Ministry Specialist for Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I'm excited you're listening. Here at Emmanuel Faith, we have an opportunity to be equipped. We have so many different things going on that we get to pour in and out of each other's lives, and we get to watch the kingdom be impacted. We here at Emmanuel Faith, we know His truth. We trust Him to lead us. We support one another in it. We carry each other's burdens. We live real and honest lives with each other. We don't judge and cast stones. We encourage and build one another up. And we do that, we serve each other this way so that God can do what He wants to do. But we have to be equipped to do these things because we don't do these things naturally on our own. We don't naturally just want to not judge. We don't naturally just want to go give away of our time. We don't naturally just want to, look at circumstances in other people's lives and be a good listening ear. You know, we want to help them make a decision. We want to cast judgment. We want to make the decision for them, and we want them to make our decision. We want to spend time, you know, maybe doing something different than stepping out of our comfort zone and doing something that God is asking us to do. And so we have this pull because we know God is asking us to do something. We know He's equipping us to do something, and yet we don't want to do that. We want to stay back in our comfort zone. And so, Emmanuel Faith, I want to encourage us. I want to encourage us that when God is nudging you to move forward, when He is nudging you to say, I want you to go meet that person. I want you to smile at that person. I want you to be a really good listening ear for that person. Maybe you're feeling nudged to go pour into somebody's life, and now you're going to have to be real and vulnerable and be authentic with them. Maybe you're going to have to be humble and ask somebody to pour into your life because maybe right now you're in a season of struggle and you don't know what to do. But Emmanuel Faith, I want us to step out in boldness as the women here and let us go and say, as we go to do each of these things that are sometimes going to feel like a struggle, sometimes going to feel like a far stretch, sometimes they're going to feel like we don't even know how to go do them, God is going to equip us to do those things. We have to step out in faith and do them. And so as I look at when we have events, as I look at when we are, you know, here on Sundays, here on Wednesdays, maybe running in and out of Faith Kids for different things, this is what I want to see. I want to see women being bold. I want to see women that are trusting God and moving steps forward, knowing and trusting that God is equipping them to do whatever He is asking. And I want to share with you a little, there's an acronym. I love acronyms. It helps me really remember, concepts. It helps me remember kind of how maybe God is wanting to use certain words in my life at certain times. And so I gave us a little bit of, it's not going to be an easy acronym to remember, I'll be honest. But I want to break down the word equip into kind of bite-sized pieces. So here's where we're going to start. We're going to start with E. And E is for example. We have been given the most perfect example in Jesus. When we don't know what to do, we don't know how to do it, we don't know what the next step is, all we have to do is just be like Jesus. We just keep moving. We just keep going. And God will reveal the path. God will show you what you need in that moment. And as long as you're doing like Jesus, you know, we have our living in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. As long as you are going forward with that heart, you're following that example, God will bless and honor that. So E is for example. Q is for qualified. Okay? I know that when God is stepping you into a new area, you don't feel qualified. I get that. You guys, I just became the women's ministry specialist. Okay? Believe me, there was a lot of I don't feel qualified going into this. But you know what I can tell you is that God said I was qualified. And He said, wherever you're lacking, I will equip you. So you may not feel qualified to be doing what God is asking you to do, but since he's asking, you are qualified. And since he's asking, he isn't going to let you fail. His goal is not to ask you to do something and then watch you fail, right? That's not how God works. That would be a terrible testimony to God. God says, I'm going to ask you to do this. We're going to watch you step through in faith. Other people are going to watch you step through in faith, and I am going to be glorified. So you are qualified because God created you. He has equipped you, and he is asking you to do whatever it is he's asking you to do. Okay? So example, qualified you. We're understanding. As you move forward in whatever God is calling you to do, you will begin to suddenly understand more and more and more. Because God is going to reveal things to you as you go. You don't have to know every single thing before you step out to do it, right? You just need to know the first step. Because how many times have you guys made plans? Like, I'm going to use the vacation example. How many times have you scheduled a vacation, made the perfect vacation plans, only to get on vacation and have it, you know, flip upside down, turn around, and take 15 different directions? Right? We all know this happens. So your job, all you have to do is take that first step, and your understanding of what he's asking you to do will become clearer and clearer each step you take. All right, I, investing. Whatever God is calling you to, he's asking you to invest in. I think when we first say the word invest, many of us jump to the quick conclusion of, oh, that means I have to pay. Like, I need to give my money. And that's not what God is asking. I mean, sometimes that might be what God is asking. But when we talk about investing, he's asking you to make this new thing he's asking a focus. He's asking you to invest some intention, some time, some focus. He's asking you to invest in this and to give it your all. And that's where the equipping comes, as you invest in it, the equipping naturally happens. Okay, P, proclaim. God is equipping you for something that he wants to use to proclaim his glory. And he's going to do it through you. What an amazing gift that is. It's amazing. He's going to do it through you. He's going to proclaim his glory. He's going to show who he is and how he works and his love and all the things of him through this thing. It's going to proclaim his glory. So that is equip. I'm going to give you the words one more time. Example, qualified, understanding, investing, and proclaim. So as we dive into the word this month, I really want you to spend some time with Jesus. I want you to say, Lord, what are you trying to equip me for? What are the next steps you're asking me to take? What areas have you maybe been holding back or saying no to? And God keeps tapping on that door and saying, hey, can you crack this door a little bit? Can you open it? I have something here. And I'm really wanting to do this, and I need you to be part of it. So you guys, as we are sitting here through April, I really want you to take that time. You know, we've spent time with Jesus to get a word of the month. If you were with me here in the fall, we did a word of the month. And now I'm asking you to take time to ask Jesus what he's equipping you to do. What is the next step he's calling you to? All right, Emmanuel Faith. That's a wrap for today. God bless you as you love and serve with great purpose. Thank you for joining us for today's episode. Our prayer is that you would be encouraged and equipped to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. If this podcast encouraged you, we would love for you to share it. We'd also love to have you follow along with our other women's ministry information on social media. You can find us on Facebook and the gram at EFCC Women's Ministry. Go give us a follow. God bless you as you love and serve with great purpose.